Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
The Washington Nationals have called a news conference for Wednesday morning to announce the hiring of Paul Toboni as the new president of baseball operations. The team lost yesterday 8-0 to the White Sox to finish 66-96. Commanders lose to Atlanta 34-27. Big day for Michael Penix Jr. He has 313 yards and two touchdowns. Big week for the Washington Commanders getting ready for the L.A. Chargers, who were shocked by the Giants. Head coach Dan Quinn will speak later today and give us an update on Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin. Tonight's it is Monday Night Football at 7 with the Jets and Dolphins. You can hear the live play-by-play on The Fan and Team 980. Denver and Cincinnati is also at 8:15 from Mile High. Yesterday, Chiefs beat the Ravens 37-20. Concern for Lamar Jackson with a hamstring injury, and the Ravens are 1-3. Europe over U.S. 15-13 in the Ryder Cup. Capitals beat the Devils 3-2 in a preseason shootout. I'm Byron Kerr on The Fan.
Woo! I feel like Bleep You Thursday is going to come early. Phone lines are lit. I think people are mad, understandably. Defensive performance yesterday, just not good enough. The amount of tweets and texts I'm getting about, you know, fire this dude, bench that dude, fire this dude, cut that dude. I get it, man. You're pissed off.
It's not as easy to do that stuff that people say, though.
Andrew's in D.C. Andrew, you kick us off, man. What's the word?
Hey, guys. So I'm the one that asked last week about, like, the execution versus scheme. So for my blame pie, I actually think I'd go with 50% the players for not being able to tackle or lack of communication, which I don't know why we're having communication problems 4 weeks in. Somebody's got to buy these guys some earpieces. and 50% Coach Witt for the scheme. But it's kind of also hard for me to, like, blame Witt because, like, when I was watching the game, even like this morning, whenever he tried to play man, the coverage couldn't hold up. And then whenever he tried to play zone, the rush couldn't get home with just four.
They definitely couldn't, man. I think you're right on this one, Andrew, that it is both. It's hard to say anybody defensively is not culpable for the result we saw yesterday.
A lot of people.
Trucker Dan is on the line. Trucker Dan, what's your blame pie, dude?
What's going on, fellas? Very disappointed. I called last week about Marshon Lattimore. Yeah, same result. I don't know what's going on. I was watching the play, right? I don't know if it was Kyle Pitts or somebody. They did the little lateral when they run it from side to side. And I saw the players talk to each other like, hey, you going to take him? I'm going to take him. And the guy still ended up behind him. Like, I don't even understand that. Are they even practicing that in practice? Like, is that a thing? Are they, like, say they do they put that together, like the offense versus the defense? Because I don't know. I can't even – is it Joe Witt? Is he not calling the right plays? Or maybe the players are not coming? But I do know Lattimore, he ain't up to it at all. And I think Tripp, he need to get in this bag because he starts off slow. He gets hot at the end, but in the beginning – it seemed like the plays is just everywhere. And I don't know if DQ needs to take over the defensive, but that's all I can say, man. It's just frustrating.
All right, man.
Appreciate the call, man.
A lot of frustration.
I mean, dude, this game started about as poorly as it could. Atlanta went on a 9-play, 45-yard drive. that they got bogged down when they got to the edge of the red zone. They end up kicking. Do you, like, so much transpired yesterday that it might not be even on your mind. Do you know what Washington's first three plays from offense were?
The first play was that little jet sweep or whatever.
So,
and I
jet sweep to Deebo, they were minus waiting 3 yards. For that. So they go minus three, then Mariota gets sacked on second and 13. Then you get a third and 16.
Yeah.
And it was incomplete. I mean, it was just
not many plays you could draw up that early in the game.
It was a pretty god-awful first possession.
Really good start.
Let's go to Fergus in District Heights. What's up, Fergus?
Hey, good morning, guys. B. Mitch Finley. Glad to hear from you. Look, man, I'm going to side with B. Mitch today, man. I was sitting watching the game with my son, who I coach for the local Boys and Girls Club. He was telling me, he said, Dad, them guys are not tackling. Those guys are missing tackles. They're not wrapping up. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing out there. I was like, yeah, that's right, son. That's right. And so I'll bring it down to, you know, piss poor tackling. Piss poor tackling, body blocking, pushing, and so forth. So, yeah, I'm going to have to side with you today, B. Mitch, on that piss poor tackling, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Folks.
PPT.
PPT is bad. OPP, good. PPT, bad.
Wait, JP, what the hell are you saying?
The last P, well, that's not so simple. I have an announcement. I've gotten a bunch of texts, tweets. My mom texted me.
What's up, baby?
The Odyssey app isn't working, but you can listen to us on the iHeart and the TuneIn apps. So,
switch over right now. iHeart and TuneIn app.
My concern is, if somebody's trying to listen to us on the Odyssey app and it's not working, they're probably not going to hear my announcement that they can listen to us on the iHeart or the TuneIn app.
Somebody's going to tweet it. It'll get to them.
Yeah, have the station tweet it. I'll retweet that joint, Landfill. Have B. Mitch and Finley tweet it. I'm going to hit the retweet button.
Yeah.
All right.
You know my favorite thing to do.
Vic is in Akakeek. What's up, Vic? What'd you think of yesterday, dude?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
So I'm going to get right to it. This is a triangular deficit from all three phases of the game. All three coaches being Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, and Joe Witt. And this is an organic thing. Now, you said, JP, let's not be reactionary, but it's things we got to consider. First thing we got to consider is, like you said earlier, why were we so flat? And why were we not prepared to play? And the sub products of that, we're still having a lot of penalties, still having a lot of drop balls, still having a lot of drive killers. Why are we still doing those things and coming out flat on the road? Second thing, yes, the caller was right. When we were running man, and sometimes we put ourselves in bad man situations, particularly when they run those double slants and then Bijan comes out the backfield and he's wide open. It took B-Wag's eyes across his face, and he should have had his own coverage. We just got to the flat. When we're running man, we're not able to keep people in front of us. But when we're running zone, we're just covering grass. And the people are wide open with nobody around them for 5 to 7 yards on the left and the right side. And then why are we not tackling and finishing plays the way we were at least the first 3 weeks? Even when we lost to the Packers, we were still hitting and finishing plays. We got beat on some deep passes behind the defense. My blame pot is, Dan, you cannot get comfortable after we have a big winning season and we start relying on people to do their jobs without the accountability that you talked about all last year. That has to continue. Now, my optimism is we're still 2-2. There are a lot of good football teams that are 2-2. It's not the end of the world.
Agree
the Chargers lost to the Giants last week, and the Giants were 0-3. So there's things that we can fix, and they're correctable. But we got to fix them, or people are really going to start to say, this feels like the old Washington regime, not the new one.
All right, bro. It's a good call, man. I think, Vic, for what it's worth, that's what I try to strike a balance of, dude, what the hell's going on? These are real problems with – big picture, you're floating along okay here. And I think you did a good job of doing that as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Thanks for the call. Let's try my man Dickie is in Arlington. Dickie, what's up, dude?
What's going on, boys? What's going on?
We're live.
It seems that the team last year was an undersized, underrated, hungry group. It seems like the team this year is just ring chasing, thinking that they're just going to waltz back into the playoffs. No, man. What I watched yesterday, they taught me in Maplewood football when I was 6 years old. I'll never forget it. You wrap up and you put the guy on his ass. They didn't do that once yesterday. I mean, Joe Witt, what is this scheme? And, B-Mitch, I got a question for you on the Lattimore front. When a guy's making that sort of money in the locker room, are there other guys saying, like, come on, Marshawn, like, we know you're better than this, or is it more of like a...
Guys don't care if you're making that much money or not. If you're not doing your job,
exactly. Like,
I would expect somebody to step to you and say something. Yeah.
Well, damn, frustrated as hell, but any given Sunday, we'll see you guys next Monday.
Hail Maplewood. A lot of good calls. We're keeping these phone lines up. If you're on hold, just chill. We're taking all the calls all damn day. A lot of frustrations over yesterday's performance. I do think we have a specific Marshawn combo, have a specific Wagner combo. I want to point out that yesterday with Wagner, when they ran those crossers at him and then Wagner had to try to get to the sideline for the Bijan coverage, I'm not sure there's a linebacker in the NFL that makes that play. And so if you're met,
it's damn sure not many people out there.
Like, that was schemed up really well, and then Bijan's a hell of a player. So if you are mad at Wagner about that singular play, I think you got to chill a little bit. Obviously, it can't happen because other teams are going to try to do the same thing. But, like, if it's a body of work thing, I get it. I just wonder where the speed is. Their struggles against motion, pre-snap motion and crossing routes have been a problem through four games. I have questions about the speed. We're taking your calls. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.